Hey everyone, I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Tiffany, and you're listening to another episode of Pop Cultured-ish.
Over time, we realized how truly uncultured we are and that we have no idea what people are talking about when they reference certain shows and movies.
So join us each week as we attempt to educate ourselves on pop culture moments from the past by revisiting these movies and shows in some of today's latest releases. And maybe one day we'll be caught up.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pop Cultured-ish. Today, we are talking about In the Heights and Hamilton, all the Lin-Manuel Miranda things, and it makes me happy.
I know, you like love Lin-Manuel Miranda. We'll have to, once we get to that part, we'll have to tell your Lin, I know we probably told it before, but we'll have to tell your Lin story again.
It's special.
It's even more special because it happened around my birthday, so.
Yeah.
But first, how are you this week?
Good.
How has your week been?
Good. I'm very, very tired. This weekend was fun. Carolyn and I went to see the Bridgerton Wall in LA. That was fun.
Yeah, she came up to visit me. And then we were going to go to Tom Tom, but we didn't end up doing that. We'll do that another day. But then we went to a yummy vegan place here in LA. If you, you know, are familiar with LA, we have a lot of vegan places, you know, just because people here are very health conscious. And Tiff wanted to go to Gracias Madre, so we did. It was yummy. We just had a fun day running around LA doing LA things. We took pictures of the Pink Wall, which if you've ever seen pictures from LA, everyone goes to the Pink Wall. So I have now a picture in front of the Pink Wall. I feel like I'm like a influencer or something, you know.
It was really fun. And we got like Bridgerton latte art, and it was really cute. I like drank the Duke.
Did he burn your tongue?
Yeah, he was too hot.
Wasn't sure where that one was going to go, but you know. I was trying to find a way to like sneak the burn for you in there, and that was what came to mind. So,
yeah.
he was
spicy,
but yeah, it's really fun. I don't remember the name of the, I probably wouldn't, Carrera, is that how you sell it? It's like Carrera Marble,
Carrera, I think. Coffee. It's Carrera Cafe.
Yeah, it's like Carrera Cafe or Carrera Coffee, and you actually have a bunch of like different like latte art that you can choose from, and you can like upload your own. So it's just, it's a really fun, cute little like LA spot. I love trying new coffee places in LA, and I thought it was good. They didn't have like oat milk, which kind of made me a little annoyed.
They did, but they couldn't do the latte art with the oat milk.
Why? It's milk. It's milk.
I know. I wanted almond milk and no can do.
Maybe because it comes from a specific machine. I don't know. It's like weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't froth right. I remember at Starbucks, the milks would always froth differently.
I think non-dairy milk isn't as frothy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've gotten oat lattes before and they've been very frothy, so. I don't know, but it was very good.
It was good.
Yeah. Other than that, did you do anything on Sunday?
It's Father's Day, so I hung out with my dad, and then I was going to go play tennis later in the evening, but the tennis court was full, so I played Mario Party instead.
I was gonna go do an outdoor activity, but then I decided to stay home and play a video game.
Yeah, it was too crowded, and then Gilbert made like huge steaks and like baked potatoes, and I was like, I'm not going to play tennis after this.
Oh yeah, that would be like not that fun.
No, so I was like, let's play video games.
Perfect Sunday. Love it.
Yeah, that's what I like, kind of the comparison I used to do in high school. Like, I would either go to the gym after school or eat a giant California burrito, and there was no in between. It's like one or the other.
Such extremes.
Yeah.
I thought I lived in extremes as a seven, you know.
Yeah.
You live in the most extreme.
I do.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. My morning routine, I either go all in or I don't do it at all.
But, like, I feel that. My morning routine, like, just went out the window last week. But I went to Disney, and then I, you know, it was a long day. I'm not used to Disneying all day anymore. And it's really it's really hard. You're in the sun. I got sunburned. You actually can't see it anymore. I look like a semi-normal human being now. Except if I, like, you know, was wearing a different type of shirt, you'd probably be able to see my tan line. They're beautiful. They're just the most amazing thing ever. they're horrible. But I was, like, sunburned, and then I got my ears pierced. So, like, everything last week just, like, hurt just my whole entire body. And
it's
so
a little tomato.
I was like, I'm not having a morning routine this week. It's like it's one of those rough weeks, but we all have them, and I've learned to accept them.
I've been like that the last month. I've been very bad about working out. So today I got my butt up and worked out, and now I'm sore.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you go like a month without working out.
I know.
That's why I try and at least do, even if it's like 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, I feel like I did something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did like a longer routine today, and I was like, ooh, it hurts. It hurts.
Sources says.
Sources say when you work out, you get sore.
Yes, that's a good sign.
I know. I always text our friend after I do her workouts. And I'm like, I hurt. And she's like, you're welcome. Our friend's a fitness trainer, our friend Sam. And so I do her workouts. But yeah, I did something the other week and I said something hurt. And she's like, I didn't do that to you. I wasn't saying you did. I was like, I was just saying it hurt. And she's like, I didn't do it to you this time. I know you didn't. I did it to
myself. That's funny.
It's fine. But so what have you been watching or reading? What has been on your list of things this week?
What has been on my list? You go first because you always spark my memory with something. Well, we did watch the first episode of Game of Thrones this week.
The first episode and a half.
Yeah. I'm kind of bored, but I'm going to power through it.
Yeah.
I'll power through it.
You have to.
I will.
I'll answer all of your questions. Just write down all of your questions.
Will you?
And I'll answer them every week on the podcast. Just write them all down.
Okay.
I will answer every question you have unless it's a spoiler. I will not answer spoiler related questions. Yes, on Saturday, we spent the afternoon watching the first episode and a half of Game of Thrones, and I spent half of it explaining the whole backstory that they then explained 5 minutes later, and then I explained
or dodging my questions because of spoilers.
Yeah. She wanted to know lots of things that I was like, no, that's part of the fun of watching the show. She's like, it's not fun. It's stressful. It's so stressful.
I love spoilers.
Well, you can go read about them on the internet if you really want to know, but I'm not telling you any.
No.
But I still think my favorite moment of watching it with you was we are watching it and it is Khal Drogo and Daenerys's wedding, and she's like, that guy looks like Jason Momoa. And I was like, because it is. And she sat there for like a good 5 minutes going,
what?
You're like, what? Oh my god, it was so funny. But they're just setting up that Aquaman crossover, you know?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that Aquaman crossover that they're going to do.
I asked Gilbert today, I was like, will you watch Game of Thrones with me? Because I feel like I'm going to end up liking it, and you're probably going to end up liking it. I'm just not there yet, but I feel like it'll get there. And he's like, but we're watching so many things right now. And I'm like, yeah, but I feel like we need to watch this together. Like, it feels like one of those things that – if I watch it by myself, he's going to come in partway and be like, what's happening? And then I'm going to have to start over, which I don't want to do.
Yep, because if you come in at any point literally after the first couple episodes, you're like, who is this? What is happening? How do they know each other? Why do they hate each other? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what happened. Rusty my roommate. We started watching it together. I don't know. It was before season seven. I don't know. I've rewatched it a couple times. It was either before season seven or season eight. And I was like, oh my gosh, the next season's starting. We like have to watch it. So like you don't have to avoid the room when I'm watching it. And he's like, okay. And then, you know, there were points in time when I didn't go to bed at like, you know, a normal hour. And I would like, you know, after work, I would have a couple drinks and then start Game of Thrones. And then I'd be like, well, I want to watch the next episode. So I'm just going to watch the next episode. And he's like a normal adult who's like, I'm going to go to bed. And I would stay up and watch like another episode or two. And then he got really behind. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I just leaving you in the dust.
I kept going because I couldn't stop. I was like, because it gets to the point where you're just like, oh, I can't stop. I have to know what's going on. But you have the advantage of you don't have to wait like a year and a half or 2 years in between seasons. Oh, like that, especially towards like the end when they took so long to film the last couple seasons. It was like 2 years. And I was like, I just want to know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Gil's other complaint was that everyone says the last season sucks, and so he's like, "Well, I don't want to get into a show and then be very disappointed at the end." But I'm like,
"Well, okay." So
I heard the middle stuff is good.
So my thing with the last season, I'm gonna say, do it in a non-spoiler way. I think, okay, oh my gosh, this is like we're taking a deep dive. This is stuff that I noticed way too much about. So what happened was when they originally started the series, the writer of the books was going to have the book series complete by the time they got to the later seasons. That never ended up happening. So what he did was he gave the creators of the show basically like the Cliff Notes version of like, this is what is happening with this character. This is, you know, this is where all the storylines are going. This is how it's going to end. And so I think when you start to notice a transition in the show is when they run out of books. So it becomes very much like, they had a bunch of stuff they could work off of. They were adapting. And then it went from like adapting to basically creating the story. And I don't think that's what the creators of the show signed up for. So you can definitely like get that sense the deeper it goes into like seasons like 6, 7, and 8. Is they're very much like making the Cliff Notes version. And because they were spending so much time on the production of it, what they did was the last two seasons they condensed. So they did 7 episodes and then 6. They could have taken the full 10. Mm. And so what happened, in my opinion, this is just my opinion of it, is they tried to squeeze everything into a shorter, more compact timeline. Then everything ended up feeling more rushed. Whereas if they would have taken those additional 3 episodes in season 7 and the additional 4 episodes in season 8, they could have flushed out those storylines and made some characters' arcs make more sense, because a lot of things happen very quickly in the later seasons. And it's like getting people to certain places, which I mean, it makes sense. There are some like weird continuity things where you're like, this just doesn't honestly make sense, but we're going to just kind of ignore it. But there's things that they could have done had they, and I understand why they've been working on the show for 10 years. It was a really long, hard production, like, schedule that they had to keep to get the shows out, and so I understand why they condensed the last two seasons. But I feel like if they would have taken the time and written out those 4 additional episodes, there would be pieces of the story that people are like, I don't know, it just felt so sudden, that they could have elaborated on, which is where the earlier seasons has the benefit of having all that material that they're like building it on. So my opinion of the last season is I think it ended the way the writer of the books intends for the books to end. I just think some of the pieces in getting there might be a little different in the books and could have been better explained. So I know a lot of like the opinions people have about the last season are like, this isn't what I wanted. And I was like, well, it's not about what you wanted. It's about the story that these people are making. And I get it. There's a lot of things in the last season where it's like, this is not what we thought was going to happen with this character. And so, you know, people are very upset about that. Whereas I'm like, I think this is how it's going to happen, people. Like, there just might be some like little things that are a little different, you know. As I spent like 5 minutes just explaining the last, like, just watch it. We'll get there.
Well, I feel like
as we go.
I tend to jump on bandwagons, so I'll probably agree with the rest of the world and be like, why did this happen? But I'll give it a chance. I'll give it my own opinions. We'll see. But I'm just predicting that I'm going to be like,
nah! I mean, yes, a lot of people are like that. I can see how like frustrating it is, but I think I see both sides of it. As a lover of it, there's a lot of things that, because when like Game of Thrones was like in like the, it was honestly kind of like Marvel in the sense where there's so much lore in the books about things, and the books are still like unfinished. We still have like 3 more books that he has to like release to finish out the series. And there's like so many things that I guess were started in the books. So there's a lot of things that people online were like speculating based on the show and the books and like all of these like prophecies and like things and like there's all these little things. And so that was kind of the fun part between seasons is you'd go on Reddit and just read all these like crazy theories people had. But I also think it kind of like Marvel, it worked to the disadvantage of the show because people were like, well, I want this to happen. Oh, and that theory is really cool. Like, what if that would happen? And it's like, I mean, ultimately we can speculate all we want, but we're not the ones creating the show. I think the thing that like made me the most annoyed though, after Game of Thrones ended, was the people who started petitions to reshoot the entire last season. I was like,
dang.
No, I was like,
it's already done. It's done is done.
Like, it's done. They spent like 2 years filming it. They're not bringing everyone back. All of the cast has moved on onto other projects. They want to be done with their lives. There's actually like, if you actually get really into Game of Thrones, I have a book that I highly recommend that they talk about all of like the show behind the scenes and just like how crazy it is and was and how like rigorous it was on the cast. Like there's one episode, it's I think the fourth episode of season 8, where it was literally they spent like 2 months on a night shoot and just everyone was on this night shoot schedule and they're like, it was just so hard because you're spending 2 months
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
This is another one of the...
No, I'm excited to get there.
We found one of the other things that Carolyn like really, really loves. So you'll just have to let me know how many episodes you watch each week, and I will try and rewatch it at the same pace.
Okay. Well, I'll be posted.
So yeah, we did that. I'm almost done with season 1 of Westworld. I have one more episode left. I didn't get to watch too much this weekend. I forgot how much I actually really loved the first season, and that's like twists and turns. So I watched that. It's really all the... I watched Luca, which I thought was cute.
I watched that too. It was cute.
It's cute. I think like I see so many people raving about it, and I was like, did I just miss the whole point of the whole movie? Like... It's cute, but I'm not gonna, it's like not my favorite. Do I just like not like Pixar? Am I just, because I haven't loved like Pixar stuff lately. I feel like.
No. I mean, there are some people who get on the Pixar bandwagon no matter what it is. So there are those people. But also, I mean, it was cute, but it's not Toy Story. Like,
it's not Inside Out. Nothing will ever be Inside Out. I don't know. Inside Out is like that one. Like I feel like we'll eventually have to do like a Pixar rewatch because I know I've seen a lot of them, but I don't remember a lot of them, and I like don't remember like where they fall like on my list. I just know I love Inside Out. Like I will always, forever, I'll always love Inside Out.
Yeah,
I just feel like a lot. Oh, I liked Onward too. I know it didn't feel like anyone really liked Onward, and I love Onward. But I don't know. Like especially at the beginning, I was like, this feels a lot like The Little Mermaid, and maybe I just completely missed the part where like we were explained what Luca's like motivations were, like other than he wanted to go to the surface. Like I don't know, maybe I missed something in that part, but I just felt like
I just assumed he was bored with his life and like wanted to do something.
I need concrete. I don't know, like until they got up to the top and then he's like, I want a Vespa. I'm like, okay, they want a Vespa and they want to go explore the world. I understand that. Like, cool. I don't know. I just felt like especially in the beginning, like I just feel like maybe I missed a lot of the characters, like motivations for why they were doing what they were doing. But I cried at the end. It was cute. Like, I'm not going to say it wasn't good. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention to get the point of the film.
I think that Pixar movies keep getting better as far as like the way they're made. Like there are certain scenes, and I've noticed this like as each one comes out, where it just looks so real. Like there was one scene where the waves were coming up on the beach,
it was, like,
and
the
I'm
stones,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, is that real?
No, the animation like was great. I just feel like something in the story. I just like, I feel like I missed something.
And
I
was
like, and then because I think because everyone else is like, it's so good. I love it. It's like a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. I was like, what did I miss? I feel like I missed something.
So what do you give it?
I would say it's like a 6 or a 7 for me. Like it's not bad.
I would give it too. Yeah. Like a probably like a 7. Like there, I like a lot of other Pixar movies way more than this one, but I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know. There was just something about it that like, it just missed the mark for me a little bit. And I don't know what that was. Yeah. I just, literally the first thing I thought was like, Little Mermaid. I like.
Me too. The very first scene, I was like, The Little Mermaid.
Stuff, isn't it neat?
Yeah.
Or when he was like out with the fish on the, in like, I don't know, the kelp, what
when the he was little
like, yeah,
field.
When he was like feeding them out in the like sea fields. I was like, that felt like such a Little Mermaid. Like, it was just like, oh, there it is. And then he went into the cave, and I was like, are we gonna,
looking at all the human things.
Yeah, literally, like, this stuff, isn't it neat?
Yeah.
The collection's complete. yeah, that's really all that I've watched this week. It's been rather boring.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't watched a ton either. What have I been doing with my life? I don't even know. We watched Loki this week.
Honestly, like, the fact that Loki is now on Wednesdays, it, like, it's messed up my schedule. Like,
me too. It really throws me off.
Yeah, it's so, like, this is the dumbest thing to be mad about, but I was really mad about it this week. This past week, like, I was just in a mood. Probably because I just was off from not having a day at home on the weekend. But I like went on a rant. I was like, you know what? I was like, I appreciate Disney and Loki and I love watching Loki. I was like, but the fact that it is on a Wednesday, it just messes up the flow of the week. I was like, cause on Mondays I record with Tiff and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays I watch Supernatural with Sam. And now I don't have my day in the middle of the week to do nothing. I was like, I understand I now have my Fridays free, but I'm like, that was my day that I would come home, I would like get a glass of wine,
decompress,
I would sit down,
like,
and watch my Marvel show, and now it's on Wednesdays, and as much as I appreciate that we're getting all of the things, I was like, it just messes my week up just a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I would always look forward to the weekend and be like, Friday, kicking off the weekend with like a new show. Like, And now it's like on a Wednesday and I'm like, okay. And like, I keep forgetting and then being, oh yeah, it's Wednesday. We had to watch Loki.
I always feel like, I'm like, I can't like skip it because people are dumb and post spoilers. So it's like I have to watch it the day it comes out because you know, I'll get it spoiled by some person who made a TikTok video or who, you know, post on Instagram, you know.
Yeah. And we used to watch all of, like, I feel like Disney Plus put out all their shows on Friday, so I would watch everything just on Friday.
But now everything, I guess, is premiering on Wednesdays now. So.
Well, is everything? Because I think High School Musical, the musical series, is still Friday. And I think Big Shot's still Friday. I watched those all.
That's probably because those were already, like, coming out. I think anything new is now coming out on Wednesdays. So, like, I know.
I don't like that. This is such a dumb thing to be mad about, but I'm mad about it.
I know, and they're like, the viewing numbers are higher. I was like, what are people doing on Wednesdays that they're not doing? Is it because people go out on Fridays? Am I just boring? I'm like,
I guess. We must be boring.
I should probably go out on Fridays because I need to, like, because I'm single and have no life. So Disney Plus is like, girl, get your butt out. Go find a man.
Yeah, they're just, like, trying to motivate you to go
they're
out
like,
and meet
get
someone.
Get out of your house. And I was like, can't just one of the, you know, Marvel characters just show up at my door.
I know. So now all I have on Fridays is Dateline. Like a real grandma.
I'm like, now I guess I watch a movie on Fridays. I don't know. I watch Luca on Friday.
Yeah.
But it's not like there's a new movie every Friday, you know?
I know. Yeah. I started the first chapter of Bridgerton book 5 today. Well, the prologue. I just finished the prologue right before we started recording. So.
You're so far. I finished it last night, so.
I know. Well, the last two books, I like zoomed far ahead of everyone. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to give it time because once I get going on these, then I just don't really stop. So I was waiting, but now I've gotten behind.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't really like update you guys with when I started it.
It's okay.
You know, I think I just like, maybe I said I started it. I don't know. But I have opinions on this one.
I can't wait to hear
them. Everyone will hear them at some point once you've read it.
Yeah. Besides that,
nothing. I watch YouTube videos on Easter eggs.
Oh, I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion, and let me tell you, it was actually good.
Do you watch the show, or did you just watch the reunion?
Yeah, I've always watched the show, but they never do reunions ever, and they did because it's the 20th season. They're closing it out, and they did it with Andy Cohen, and Andy asks like tough questions, and I'm like, bravo, Andy. And I feel, I don't know if this is just like the producers doing this, but it looks like they're kind of thrown off by some of these questions because it sounded like Kris Jenner didn't know what was coming before they asked. I don't know, but that's kind of what it sounded like. So yeah, it's interesting. Like they ask about Tristan cheating on Chloe, and they ask about Scott's substance abuse, and they ask about what's her name that Kylie was friends with, Jordan, and how she cheated with Tristan, and like Kanye. And I don't know. There's just like all these like questions that they never really addressed in the show. So it's kind of interesting. Cool. Yeah, I'm into it. And now it's over. So
sad. Oh, I say Below Deck finished, and then I've been watching The Bachelorette, which is
Love Island comes back.
Yes, I love Love Island. We'll have lots of funness to talk about every week with who we like, who we dislike, who are the. The people we're rooting for.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so excited.
I kind of like the UK versions better than the American versions, but last American season was good, so I have better hopes.
Well, yeah, last season was pretty good. I'm just kind of mad that Johnny and Sally aren't together anymore. Yeah. I like them.
I know.
But I just really like Sally because she's also a 7, so.
Yeah, she was fun. I liked her.
Yeah. Nope.
What else? I think that's it. You want to talk about Lynn?
Do we want to take a break?
Yep. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye, y'all.
And we are back from our break, ready to talk about my favorite person, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and all the art that he's created.
Why is he your favorite?
I don't know. I just got really obsessed with Hamilton. And like, oh, and there was this documentary on PBS about Hamilton when it first came out. And I have not been able to find it since. And anytime I want to show someone, like, I can't show them. But I feel like it really gave you an inside look at Lin's head while he was writing the play. And so I feel like after I watched that, I was like, wow, you're a genius. Like, it all clicked. So, yeah. I don't know. It just made me
Was it called really Hamilton's like him. America?
When did it, does it say the year?
I don't know.
It might be.
It was called, it was stream live. Okay, how do I find it? Available. It's on the PBS Anywhere app, as well as their website.
But I think there was two of them. That's why I'm like, does it say the year? Because I think this one came out in like 2015 or 16. Yeah, it's, or... Okay, yeah, is that the one?
2016.
Oh, okay, that's probably the one then.
Oh, I love it. I can't find it anywhere.
That's exciting.
It did.
Well, I could. I haven't tried in the last year, but up until that point, it was not on PBS's website because I would check.
Yeah, my phone doesn't load stuff. Come on, hurry up. Come on, YouTube. This is not difficult.
You should watch it, though. It's really, really interesting.
No, I'm not going to obviously watch it now.
I'm like, are you going to watch it right now?
Hour and 20 minutes of it.
I'm going to watch Carolyn watch it on her
phone. Yeah, that's going to be this episode of the podcast. No, I just, when people say they can't find things, it's like a goal of mine to try and prove that I can actually find it. It happened today at the dog park, actually, the Frenchman. So I go to the dog park and there's a man, he's from France, so I call him the Frenchman. He has like four names because he keeps changing it. That's a whole other story. But so the Frenchman was telling us about this. Well, he told us about this video a little while ago. And then he's like, I can't find it. And so today the video came up again. And he's like, I don't know. I tried finding it. And he's like, I searched the Googles and I couldn't find it. I literally typed in. It was, I guess it's this video of this guy changing different color wigs. And at the end, it's like a big rainbow wig. And confetti comes out from under that one. It's a whole thing. I literally typed in. It was multicolor wig change pride. Those five words, and it came right up. I was like, I found it. He's like, no, you didn't. You didn't find it. I was like, yes, I did. He's like, I Googled it. And he like listed off the big long name that he like put in. And I was like, I found it. It's like,
well, now the world can see this PBS documentary because
I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's who you became obsessed with, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who we actually saw at Disney once.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda!
Are you going to tell the story?
Yes. Okay, but first, let me tell you how I first heard Hamilton, because this is also kind of interesting. My friend went and saw it, and she was obsessed with it, and she came home and was like, oh, let's listen to Hamilton. And she locked me in a car and made me listen to Hamilton at least three times. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm not into this. And then after the second time, I was like, all right, this is cool.
She put the child locks on.
I was forced into it. Yeah, she's like, you're gonna like it. But yeah, we were at Disneyland for Carolyn's birthday and we were eating dinner at Napa Rose that night, but before dinner, it was before dinner, right? We went to, just get drinks at the Grand Californian and, we knew this was the day that they were going to do the candlelight ceremony and I knew it was going to be Lin-Manuel Miranda and I was so sad because I really wanted to see him, but I knew we wouldn't have time before our reservation at Napa Rose and obviously Carolyn's birthday is more important than going to see Lin-Manuel lighting candles, I guess.
He tells the Christmas story. I don't know if he actually likes candles.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, that would have been nice, but this Napa Rose was on point. But I was like, oh, I hope we see him or something. Like, that would be nice. Like, kind of just, like, joking and dreaming. And then we were, like, sitting there with our drinks and our friend Steph was like, Tiffany.
No, she just started.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, she started saying,
what did she do?
Tiff. And you, like, whipped around. And he was, like, right there.
And we locked eyes, and I was like, and then he, like, looked at me and covered his face, and was like, I don't know if he actually covered his face, but he, like, shifted his eyeballs away from me. He was like, I've been seen.
He was worried you're going to jump and be like, ah, Hamilton.
I know. I'm like not like that. With, like, I've seen celebrities around Disneyland all the time, but like Lin-Manuel, I probably would have jumped up and been like, oh, can I take a picture of you?
I know, they got him inside really fast. But if
yeah,
if you're
really
not
fast.
Aware, the Grand Californian is literally where they like house. Anytime a celebrity like comes or is like doing anything like that, they like keep them in the Grand Californian. It sounds like they have, like, they lock them in a room. I'm sure it's a very nice room that they put them in. Can't leave. Stay in here.
Yeah. Like me when I was first exposed to Hamilton.
You can't leave. I'm trying to remember how I think for the longest time, like, everyone was like talking about Hamilton and how Hamilton tickets were like the hottest thing ever. I mean, obviously we're in LA, we're not in New York, so I was like, oh, whatever, okay, Hamilton. And then my roommate at the time was like listening to it. He's like, I really think you'd like this. I was like, I don't know, maybe. Which is what I do anytime anyone recommends anything to me. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And then like 6 months later, I like listened to it or watched it. I'm like, dude, if you watch this, it's amazing. You like have to listen to it now. And I'm like, Carolyn, we told you to like watch this months ago. I was like, well, I know, but I just got into it now. So like, everyone be excited as I am right now, because I know I'm like late to the party, like always. I'm either late to the party or I'm the first one on the bandwagon. Like Game of Thrones, I didn't start until like season 3. Shadow and Bone, I'm right here at like the beginning of the show. So I am either on top of it or I just forget it exists. But then I listened to Hamilton. I was like, oh, this is actually like really good. It's really cool. And I love it. I like put it on when I work. It like helps me focus, actually.
Yeah, I like go through spurts where all I do is listen to Hamilton. And it's been however many years since I first started listening to it. And it
never
gets old.
It really doesn't. I enjoy Hamilton, and I actually remember I was either in high school or college, like, listening to In the Heights, but I, like, didn't really, like, know anything about the story, so I found it to be, like, confusing, because sometimes when you're listening to musicals, I think especially ones like Hamilton or In the Heights, where it's a lot of, like, beats and syncopation and really fast things, like, if you're not, if you don't know the story of what's happening, it can be kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, and that's why the documentary helped me so much with Hamilton, because the first, like, time or two I listened, I was like, I don't understand, like, what is happening. And then watching that, I was like, oh, yeah. This is a storyline. Yeah.
So In the Heights was his first musical, I think, he made, or one of the first. I think he'd done, like, other things. He actually did music for, like, Bring It On, too, which I didn't know. I watched a YouTube video.
Oh,
like,
I did not
the top
know that.
20 Lin-Manuel Miranda songs, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So he did music for that. I think in a couple other musicals, and then obviously he did Moana, but that was kind of like after Hamilton. He's doing Little Mermaid too. So yeah, In the Heights was kind of his like first big success, which was cool. But Tiff, what did you think? We'll start with In the Heights. What did you think of the In the Heights movie?
So I actually knew nothing about In the Heights. As obsessed as I am and have been with Hamilton, I didn't really want to listen to it because I don't like to listen to musicals unless it is something like Hamilton where there's no speaking in between. But I know I'm not going to understand like what's in between the songs, so I didn't want to listen to it beforehand. And it was really fun to have it be like a fresh perspective. So I really liked it. I mean, there was so much I loved about it.
So much.
So much.
Like what?
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Everything.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm Mexican, and so I feel like I really connected with certain parts of it. Like, there's a lot of the like language like my grandma uses with me that I really liked seeing in this movie. And the songs obviously were really, really good. I was really surprised by some of the people that were in it. Like, just seeing I don't know the actresses' names, but the girl who plays Rosa in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. One of the girls from Orange is the New Black is in it. One of the guys from Straight Outta Compton is in it. I don't know anyone's names. I'm really bad at that.
Yeah, I don't know their names.
But
what was that?
One of the guys from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, no, I never watched that. I just my proud recognition. There were Daphne. I don't remember how to pronounce her name. The gal who played Mimi in the original production of Rent played the salon owner, and I recognized her, and I was like, that's Mimi. That's Mimi. And I was so proud of that one. And then I think the one that I'm kind of like a little mad about this is they cast Patrick Page, who plays Hades in Hades Town, as the like store owner that comes in. But they didn't give him a song. They didn't give him a song. He didn't get to sing. I'm so mad. The one that
Which store owner? Guy.
Yes. The laundromat, the abuela went to get the handkerchiefs.
The dry cleaners. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was really short. The other thing that I was like, what the heck, is that they barely had Chris Jackson in it, and he's in like every trailer. And I'm like, he didn't even sing one line. He plays George Washington in Hamilton.
Yeah, I say I thought that was great, though. But it's because him and Lynn are, like, best friends. And I think he was in the original production of the movie. The show on Broadway.
The commercial just made me think that he was going to actually have a part in it. And I was like...
So rude. Like, but Patrick Page is so talented. And I was like, he's not going to sing? Ugh. But I appreciate like the inclusion of like the Broadway people in the movie. I love when they do that.
Yeah. And Anthony Ramos, like, I feel like he doesn't have as big of a part in Hamilton as obviously as he does in the Heights. And so seeing his talent in this movie was like, oh, that's super cool, because I feel like we didn't get too much of him
really
in Hamilton.
Great. I liked him as the lead. I've watched In the Heights twice. I watched it once the first weekend it came out with friends, and we were not the best viewers of it at that point. We were basically comparing it to Hamilton the whole time. We're like, oh, this is this character. This sounds like that rip. Which is my only other beef with the film. But I actually really enjoy it. I think it's really fun. I think there's a lot of really cool creative things that they did. One, like, kind of paying homage to old, like, movie musicals or things from the past, but then also just being really creative with, like, in the song where they find out they win the lottery, just, like, all of those, like, cool graphics that are, like, kind of coming up around them, which I thought was, like, really fun and unique. And I just think overall, like, it's just, like... It's a fun movie musical. It like makes sense. I think they did a good job adapting it. I mean, I don't know the full story from the musical, like what they maybe changed. So I'm like interested to actually go. Don't die. So I'm interested to actually like go back and listen to the original musical to see maybe like what they tweaked or changed about it for the movie. But I thought it was a really like fun adaptation, and maybe this is the disadvantage of being so familiar with Hamilton, because In the Heights did come first, and there's a lot of, it's not like I started listening to the soundtrack again on my way home, and it's not like everything in it is in Hamilton, but there's definitely times where it's like, okay, that you put that in Hamilton. You put that in Hamilton, and I was like
when he says Caribbean, like he says it in the same way.
There's that and then there's just like Hamilton. A couple things. Like there's very specific parts where it's in the power outage song, and the abuela is singing "We're powerless," and I was like, I'm helpless. I was like, it's there's some things that are just so similar that maybe if you knew In the Heights first, it wouldn't feel like as jarring. But I feel like I'm still getting used to those moments. So it kind of takes me out of In the Heights just a little bit. but I don't think it like diminishes from how good it is because I've watched it twice and I've enjoyed it both times. It's just, I'm just like, oh, I'm like, why did it have to be so similar? It's my one thing. It's one of my things with this film.
I know.
But yeah, it's really fun and I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's definitely like got lots of fun music.
The guy who plays Benny, I was shocked.
So good.
By how good his voice is. Like,
but also he like
so good.
If Hamilton was a movie, he'd play Aaron Burr also. Like that again, that's my other thing. Yeah, it's like okay, like Alexander Hamilton is Ustavi. Like they have very similar like styles. Vanessa, Angelica, Nina, Eliza, Benny, Aaron Burr. I'm like, there's a lot of like similar like tones, yeah, which I get, like every like, you know, you're a composer, you have like your style. It was just it was one of those, yeah, things. The first time watching it, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, I liked it though. Like I love the sound of Hamilton, so I did notice that when I was watching it, but I was like, oh, I like it because it sounds like Hamilton.
It's still different enough. Like, it definitely has more of a Latin flair,
yeah,
than Hamilton does.
For sure.
And I know Hamilton just in itself is kind of a different beast. It technically is a movie, but it's just a movie of the stage production. So, you know, we can kind of like talk about that a little bit too. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I wish they would do that with Hamilton, honestly. And I initially, when I heard that they were coming out with it years ago, I was like thinking that's what they would do with it. But I didn't realize it was going to just be like them on the stage. And I kind of wish they would do something like
that. I feel like they will eventually. The I feel like it'll come.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, cool. Honestly. I like seeing, I wish more stage productions did it, actually, like release their like stage footage.
Yeah,
just like as a person who loves, yeah, musicals, and obviously we're not in New York, we're not near New York, and like I really like, yeah, you can go to the Pantages, but it's, you know, the shows come and go, they're not there, and it's like, I don't know, I'd like, especially some of the older ones that might not be touring or might not be, you know, still on the stage, like it'd be great to like watch them, mm-hmm, and enjoy them. And you know, the movie adaptations are great. Like, I, yeah, love so many musical adaptations of musicals, obviously. Movie adaptations of musicals. Like, I love Rent. I love, yeah, I say Prom is a recent one. Hairspray. Like, there's just so many that are, like, really good. Rent's probably one of my favorites. I love Rent, if you haven't watched,
yeah,
Rent. Have you watched Rent?
Oh, like, gosh, so long ago that I don't remember what happens.
But like they obviously change it for the screen, which is like great because you can really flesh out the story. But I think it'd be really cool to be able to like contrast and compare them. So I love that we have that version of Hamilton, and it's like so good. You can see the original cast, and
it's so good.
Which
I
love. Like, yeah, I would give anything to see Idina Menzel do Wicked. I would give anything, like you have no idea. Like, I can go back in time to a specific time. I would go see Idina Menzel be Elphaba.
And that's how I feel about seeing Lynn play Hamilton.
You go back,
I would just
that.
Like,
I mean,
die.
But that's like what I like. You can watch it on Disney Plus.
I know, it's wonderful. We saw Hamilton like when it first started getting popular, when it was on tour in San Diego, and it obviously was not the original Broadway cast, but it was really, really, really good. I expected to be disappointed because I'm so used to listening to the soundtrack, but it was still so good. Yet nothing compares
it never does
to the original,
like,
cast.
I'm so excited, actually, for the Dear Evan Hansen that's coming out this year. We've, like, completely sidetracked around Hansen. We're talking about musicals, but Dear Evan Hansen, the movie's coming out. I'm gonna cry so much. I've never seen the stage production. I've just listened to it a million times, and I love it. And I already know.
I've not listened to it, but there's, I get, you know, your Spotify Discover Weekly, and one of the songs that was coming up for a while was like a blended mix of a song from Dear Evan Hansen and Hamilton, and it was and someone else, and that's the one song I know from it.
Yeah, and that's like an interesting thing with that one is because they wanted to like immortalize Ben in that role because he just like he was the person originally on Broadway who originated the role, but he's obviously in his like mid-20s, and like it's kind of weird because he like they cast everyone in high school younger than him, but they like put him in a weird wig. It's kind of odd, and I don't know why they didn't just cast older actresses to like look the same age as him. But I'm very excited to see that. That one is just, it's so good. It's so good. I love Broadway. I love musicals. I really need to like change cities so I can just go to watch musicals all the time.
I've never really been into musicals because I always thought it was weird how someone would just be talking and then all of a sudden break out into song. But
I still honestly feel this way. There was a point in high school where I was like, life would be so much easier if it was a musical because then I could just burst into song to tell everyone what I was feeling and how I was feeling, as opposed to trying to figure out what words to use. And I still honestly feel that way. So I'm like the person who like wants life to be like a musical because then I can just like, my emotions are too big. So here is a song to tell you about it all. Yep. And of course my mom brought up yesterday. She's like, we've completely derailed this conversation. So I used to do a thing. I still kind of do it, but mainly just in my head, where we'd be just like randomly walking through stores and I would just make up songs about things that were just in the aisle, like popcorn or s'mores or Pop-Tarts, you know. She was like, Carolyn, do you still do that? I was like, in my head.
My gosh. That's amazing.
So if anyone ever hangs out with me and I just look like I've gone to another place, it's because I'm singing a musical song in my head that I've made up about a certain situation. But back to Hamilton and In the Heights. So, I mean, they're kind of like hard to compare because they're both really, really good and really different, obviously, you know, pop culture phenomenons that they are. Probably Hamilton being a bigger pop culture thing than In the Heights. But if you had to pick a favorite song from both musicals, what would they be?
From Hamilton, it's Nonstop. And every time they say, Hamilton wrote the other 51, I like freak out and I'm like, 51! And I'm like, oh, crazy. But that's my favorite Hamilton song. In the Heights, I don't know, there was a lot of really good, I really liked 96,000. And I liked Home for Summer. I don't know, there was just so many good ones.
Hamilton, what about you? I always really like the Battle of Yorktown. Like, that's one of my favorite ones. I don't know. I think Right Hand Man. I really love Lafayette and Jefferson. I just love Davy Diggs. I think he's amazing. Yeah, he's like my favorite part of Hamilton. I don't know. Yorktown is like, I don't know, just like, start to finish, there's just like so many different like pieces of it, and like so many different characters, and it's like, that's right, Hercules Mulligan. I'm like, yes, Hercules Mulligan. Like, I get so pumped listening to that one. Like, I'm just like, yes, their plan worked. Ah, guns and ships, like all the things. And then In the Heights, yeah, I like 96,000, and I also like the Blackout song. I don't know if it's called Fireworks or Blackouts.
I like that one too.
Like voices and tunes and like different people like singing different things. Like, look at the fireworks. And I'm like, ah, so good. There's
Yeah. I think I was mixing up Home for Summer with that, because that's probably my second one.
Home for Summer is the one with 96,000.
Yeah. No, I think it's the one at the end with Mark Anthony.
The When You're Home? Oh, you mean the like end credit song? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I did not mean that one, but that is the one that I said out loud. But the fireworks one is the one I was
Blackout.
Envisioning.
I like that one a lot too. Yeah, I love 96,000. I think, yeah, because there's just so many different like things happening in it.
Yeah.
And it's like really exciting. I also like the I think it's Champagne at the end.
Yeah.
The duet between Vanessa and Ustavi. I like that. That too. And the duet between the other two. Benny and
I love
and
the duet
yeah,
with
like when the sun goes down.
Yeah, Nina and Benny.
I like those a lot too. It's so hard to pick. I hate picking favorite songs from musicals because
I know. Nonstop has probably been my favorite since the beginning. But I just pretty much love every song.
All of them?
And Hamilton.
I guess say all of them, but do know most of them.
Yeah, I'm like annoyingly like the first time Hamilton came out on Disney Plus, the first time I watched it was like, I need to watch this alone or like with Gilbert, because I knew I was going to be singing the whole time, every single word. And I was like, I don't want to annoy people. Yeah, so I'm going to watch it by myself first.
I don't know if I sang along, but I definitely got emotional a lot.
Yeah.
All the cry. I love Burn too. Like
so good.
Burn. We were talking about this, about doing karaoke. And I was like, Burn is definitely like, it'd be a good karaoke song to just like surprise everyone with. But now I can't. I have told everyone on the podcast.
Yeah. When we, I've never forgotten, like when we saw Hamilton live, the lady who sung Burn, like at the end, she, like, I know this isn't in the soundtrack, but in the end, she just like lets out this blood curdling like cry, and like she sets the actual like paper on fire and puts it in a trash can, and she just like screams, and I'm like, oh, like this is overwhelming, but it was so good and dramatic.
I think Burn is probably the most underrated song.
I'll never forget it,
actually. Like, everyone's like, ooh, helpless and satisfied. Yeah. And I was like, Burn. Like,
I do like Satisfied. You know what I freaking love? There's a song that was taken out of the play. And now I can't remember what it was called. Why can't I remember what it was called now? I think it's You're Welcome.
That's
but it's sung by Angelica.
I mean, maybe it is
what
the same
is the
thing.
Song?
Lynn, stop reusing things.
Removed song from Hamilton.
I see what's happening here. Could you imagine if that's what Angelica started singing? You're face to face with greatness. And
oh my gosh.
You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable.
What are these songs that are coming up on the Google?
The Google. Just
the
Google. I find this before you do.
Watch you find it. I sent it to you at one point.
Cut. Song. Congratulations.
Yep.
Why am I good at the Googles? How did you not find that? Literally, Angelica?
I don't know. I typed in deleted songs from Hamilton,
okay, so
and there was
Angelica
like 10 songs,
song
and that was
Hamilton.
Not one of them.
You gotta put the person's name. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. That one is like a big F you. And right, I liked it. One.
What songs does Angelica sing? Why it was cut? Do you know why it was cut? Well, if this web,
I don't know why it was cut. It shouldn't have been.
Oh, there we go. Let's see. Why was it cut? Mm. The Hamilton's first act establishes the main wants and needs for the primary characters. The opening song, blah, 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 blah. Helpless. And the second act, the sex scandal. Ugh. The Reynolds pamphlet. I have to find it. Okay. Miranda integrated congratulations with the... Oh, so he integrated it into the Reynolds pamphlet. In the Disney Plus version, the lyrical remnants of the song performed by Goldsberry. Oh, okay. So seconds before the 2 hour mark, so they integrated it into that song. Bum, 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 bum. Let's see. Below is the congratulations verse that was kept in the Broadway production. I'm not here for you. I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. I love my sister more than anything in this life. I will choose her happiness over mine every time. And then it says she performed it during her final week as Angelica Schuyler on Broadway. Fans go wild. Lyrically, the cut song reinforces Angelica's a strong female character. Also delivers a formidable ego blow to the main protagonist. Altering the song for Broadway, Miranda effectively built suspense for Eliza's reactionary moment in Burn. Okay, so it seems like it was cut to give Burn more impact, even though it does not explicitly say that in the Googles.
Mm. Well, I disagree with that choice, and I think that song is very good.
Well,
you wish it that it was in the play. Yeah, but like listening to it, I feel like it, you know how they have parts that repeat throughout the play. I just feel like it reinforces those parts even stronger, and that's kind of why I like it too, is because like she's just repeating like, no, like I'm here for my sister, I'm not here for you. Screw you.
Well, I'll listen to that as soon as I'm like recording. It. And then you can pull a clip and post it to the Instagram. Well, that's all I have to say.
Yes, I like it.
You should watch them because they're both very good.
In the Heights and Hamilton.
But you know, some of the lyrical things just repeat a little bit, which is my only thing. But they,
yeah, I feel like Hamilton's a good one if you're not really into musicals. I feel like, I mean, that's what got me into musicals.
It's a good stepping stone. So Prom and Rent. Oh, really great. Chicago. There's so many good ones. West Side Story's coming out. We'll just do a whole musical series and make you watch all the musicals.
Sounds good. Well, join us next week. And next week we're talking about...
No.
Pirates.
Remember we pushed...
No? Oh my gosh! Every week I think we're talking about pirates and we're never talking about it. Let's just cut it out.
Next week, we're going to talk about The Princess Bride and Nacho Libre. So I got to remember to watch those.
Oh. I know, me too.
Yes.
Oh, Nacho Libre. So that was my pick.
Our favorites. Princess Bride is Carolyn's. Second favorite film because you still haven't picked that.
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but we've already watched that. So I'll pick something else.
We can't, none of the Marvel stuff's on the table. We just watched all that. As much as I'd like to go back and revisit it all again.
Yeah.
We need a break. We have a bunch of new Marvel stuff to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to follow along with us, watch Princess Bride and Nacho Libre, and we'll share why we love those movies so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Pop Cultured-ish.
Join us next week as we attempt to learn more about what's going on with pop culture.